Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wednesday evening here in the service park in Umeå. It's a chance to catch up with the drivers. That's Hyundai behind us. We caught up with all our Hyundai drivers. We then headed to Toyota, and last of all, we caught up with our M Sport drivers. Some interesting things for you to listen to. What's the feeling like within the team to be back here?
Good, honestly. Lots of familiar faces and lots of new ones as well. Obviously, there's been quite a lot of new staff working here since I was here last, but still, yeah, everything feels good. I had a really good test in the car. Feels great to be back with it again, and looking forward to getting the whole thing on the road here.
I think there's no question last year was a struggle for you. A suggestion that it was the Rally 1 car. Are you feeling as if you've got to grips with this car? It must be quite difficult, I guess, having just had limited testing, but can you feel a difference in how you're interacting, if you like, with this Rally 1 car?
Yeah, I feel honestly really good with the car. I was lucky to get two days of testing in the car for the rally this time, so it felt great. Honestly, I felt confident with it, but it's always easy to go fast in the test road. It's only when you kind of get your teeth into the rally and compare against the other guys, you'll have a fair idea where we're at. But for the moment, everything feels really good, honestly, and I feel confident, and it's important to you.
You've been on the podium here in the past, but what is the instruction from the team for you this weekend?
Okay, there hasn't been anything set in stone, let's say, but I suppose it kind of let off or pick up where we left off at the end of 21 when we were able to, you know, support the team well, pick up podiums, points. And that's obviously where I want to be myself. You know, it was a hard old struggle last year. I struggled to enjoy any of it, honest with you, from sort of the second half onwards. So I just want to get back to, you know, smiling my face and, you know, enjoying these cars, these roads. It's a hugely important thing for me, and that's the biggest box that I want to take off this weekend.
You had a two-year contract, obviously, with M Sport. It was a full-time contract for this season. You've ended that contract early to take a part-time deal. Talk us through the logic in that.
I chose to walk away because honestly, I just wanted to change. Mentally, it was incredibly frustrating for myself, you know, and for everybody else in the team. You know, no one wanted results like that, and I struggle to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I completely understand the situation from all sides of the table, but this opportunity presented itself, and for me, you know, the last place where, you know, we were able to perform at a high level and bring home great results was here, so I grabbed it with both hands. We were able to manage to, you know, to work out a deal, and I just really want to try and make the most of it now.
And there's been obviously a swap. You know, Oit's gone one way, you've come the other way. A lot of talk since Oit joined M Sport about the fact that M Sport now have a driver capable of winning rallies. Does that hurt you when you hear those kind of comments? Do you read that sort of thing? Does it get to you?
No, gibberish. To be honest with you, you know what I mean. It's I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do given the right tools, the right things, and you know we've proven that in the past, and you know. As there was situations last year where we proved that, you know, we were able to be of a competitive level, but you know, I'm just fully focused on this season now ahead with Hyundai and trying to get the best results out of that.
Yeah, and do you know what? You've gone back to a formula, I suppose, that worked for you last time. Last time you were with Hyundai, it was a part-time season, and you complemented that with actually quite a lot of seat time in the Rally 2 cars. And we hear about obviously this deal now with the Portuguese Championship. Was that all part of the thinking to put in place, I suppose, a structure that you know that you were comfortable with?
No, that was a bit typical me, just agreeing to everything and not really giving it much thought. But in the end, it is complementing the season well. The Portuguese program is the team that runs the program, Sports and You. I know them with since basically their creation of that team, and I've been helping them out with various different drivers, with tuition and whatnot. And it came up from the owners of Pedro Fontes. He asked me the question sort of the end of last year, and I said, why not? You know, I like different challenges. I like doing, you know, probably to my downfall sometimes, I say yes to everything. If there's an opportunity to go and drive a rally car, whether it's a Lada or a World Rally Car, I'll jump at it. So, you know, it's another chance to explore something new rallies, new people, another adventure. So that's the main thinking behind that, really. Yeah.
Any other opportunities this year you want to tell us about? We're going to find you in the British Championship, the Finnish Championship, the Argentinian Championship. Anywhere else we might see you? There's a wry smile on your face there. Is there something you want to tell us?
No, not the British Championship, anyway, I can tell you that much. It'll be, if I can do anything else, it'll be back at home. If I can do some of the Irish runs again. Unfortunately, a lot of them clash. But if any of them, if there is a weekend open at any stage, I'll be definitely hunting for it. And the Metro's nearly fully rebuilt, so we'll see.
Rally Sweden, it's a rally you've done really well on in the past. You're a past winner. Not the perfect preparation this time. Tell me about the problems during the test that you encountered.
Yeah, obviously I felt sick ahead of my second day of testing. Really sick, and I stayed the whole day in the bed, and unfortunately I couldn't get another day. So, very short testing with only one day since last year Rally Sweden on snow and ice and in melting conditions the first day, so it wasn't really fun. We're gonna need a proper shakedown tomorrow to get a bit more sensation and a good setup.
How much will you then call on the efforts of obviously Craig and Esa-Pekka? Because Craig certainly had a good test. Esa-Pekka had the event in Finland. They'll be in a better position perhaps than you. Will you ask their advice on setup? Will you talk to them about it?
Yeah, they have done a lot of testing. Both have had 2 days and a rally. And even winter testing end of last year as well. So they were able to do a decent amount of mileage and also do some tests I was supposed to do on my second day. And we got a clear feedback from both drivers. So the only thing I can do is follow their advice and go in the same way.
So tell me about the stages. You've had a good look at them. Obviously, the wreck is done. As you expected, different from you expected, what did you make of the stages?
It's hard. It's hard to give a real feedback. I mean, some of the stages from last year we know, and the profile is okay, I would say. But some of the new stages are ridiculously fast and not very enjoyable during the recce. I hope we're going to have a bit more joy during the race. I've been surprised discovering the stages, and I've seen my teammates' comments were basically the same, that yeah, some of the sections are really not interesting. As well, there's no ice underneath in some of the stages due to the fact that we run in the middle of the forest where never has been any car driving, and it's only powder snow, so we'll be quickly into the gravel.
Has that surprised you, the really fast stages? Because, you know, there was obviously, people were pleased to come here last year. The conditions were good. But the one common complaint last year was, we need some more technical stages. The stages are too fast. Are you saying they haven't really addressed that?
Some of the stages are the opposite. I mean, they are really, really fast, but without corners as well. Only a couple of corners. As a driver, you always look like, for challenges and stages with a nice flow, such as we had in Rovaniemi, which for me was one of the best rallies I have ever done in my career in terms of flow and speed and excitement. But obviously this weekend we won't get this.
That's a bit disappointing. One last question, I'm sure you've been asked a number of times this evening. Road position, obviously second on the road. How much do you think that is going to affect things on Friday?
It's hard to say. First pass, we should be fine. Second pass is, as always, a disaster running behind the historic cars. If you look back in the past, somehow we were always able to keep within the fight, despite running second or third on the road the last years. And hopefully that's going to be the case this year as well. It won't be easy. Second pass always makes it very difficult with the lines of the rear-wheel drive in cars. But we have to give it everything. It's going to be a sprint race, so we have to be on it from the beginning.
And one final question: are you fully recovered now? Are you feeling, in terms of your fitness, do you feel prepared, fitness-wise?
Yeah, I would not say I'm 100% recovered, but I'm good enough to do my job. And I'm looking forward now. I want to get into the car, shake down, and see how the car feels.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you. No, for me, there's no safety concern. I mean, in straight line, is no risk really of anything. There are a couple of sections here where we have plenty of fast corners, but I think due to the snow banks and the fresh snow on the sides, even if you go off there, I mean, it will be an easy off. If you compare it to Rally Finland or Estonia, where you are as fast, but obviously there's nothing which holds you back when you go off.
We saw some issues though in Sweden a couple of years ago where obviously the average speed exceeded 130. Is there a danger of that?
Yeah, but that was because the rally was without snow. And then once again, if there are no snowbanks, it's very easy to go off and go and hit the trees, which here this weekend I don't see any major safety aspect, to be honest. I just expected a bit more excitement for the driving.
So it's always good to be in Sweden. It is a particular challenge. It's a challenge for the drivers, for the teams, for everyone. What do you know about Rally Sweden and how much are you looking forward to this week?
Well, frankly, let's be honest, I don't know much more about Rally Sweden than I knew about Rally Monte Carlo when I was in Monte Carlo with everyone. You know, it's a second opportunity, second outing with the team, but already feeling much more part of the family than last time. Well, I know that, you know, Sweden is a totally different, you know, different territory, surface. So let's see. You know, frankly, I've given myself three rallies to form an opinion about a number of things, you know, the cars, the development strategy, the team, drivers. So until after Mexico, it's very much observation, a couple of adjustments here and there. The first one being for here this weekend. But for the rest, you know, full of humility and take it one by one and learning as much as I can.
Talk to a number of drivers who are telling us that this is a sprint rally this weekend. The stages are unbelievably fast. It could come down to the performance of the engine, the power, the performance of the car. Are you confident that your car is capable in that regard of beating the Toyotas and the Fords?
Well, we are not far from finding out, but my assumption is that we should be a bit closer than we were in Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo, we were behind, that's very clear. We are behind Ogier, obviously, but not just Ogier, also the other cars. So clearly, I think we've been struggling a bit with setups and so on and so forth, but I think it was a very particular event, not the type of Monte Carlo that we are used to. Very dry, perfectly dry, tarmac. So I think that a number of things that we were maybe not totally prepared for as a team should not occur here this weekend. So I expect something a bit different. So I'd like to see ourselves much closer from the Toyota and maybe ahead of the Toyota. But again, let's see. As you mentioned, I think engine will be quite important. It used to be a competitive advantage of this team. I think competitors have caught up a bit over winter, but let's see.
Yeah, a lot of talk about testing and testing setup, converting then to race setup and the problems in Monte Carlo. You've got an even bigger issue than that this time round because obviously Thierry hasn't done any testing and he's your number one driver, former winner here. How much does that concern you that he's going into shakedown having driven very little on this surface in the past 12 months?
Well, listening to you, maybe I should be, but I'm not. You know, frankly, I trust him. You know, he's, you know, 9 years completed in the team. You know, he knows the team inside out. He knows the car inside out. He knows what he wants out of it, out of the car, out of himself. You know, he's shown that he can apply lots of discipline. He can learn a lot. So, no, I'm not too concerned. And also, you know, equally for Thierry, it's a long game very much that we are playing. You know, he's thinking championship. He's not just thinking this event. Obviously, he wants to be fast. He wants to perform well, and we need that to the championship. But I think we left Monte Carlo a bit frustrated, but equally not in a bad situation from a championship perspective, given the pace deficit that we had. So we need to keep on thinking like that, which is good. But I'd like also to see that the teammates help him a bit more than they've been helping in Monte Carlo. Obviously, it's a bit of a different setup with Craig this time around. Let's see. That's maybe more from them that I want also to see a clear direct contribution.
Well, what is Craig's instruction this weekend? Obviously, you have the two full-time drivers. Craig's the third driver in the team. We know he's quick here. Is his job to support the other two, or is his job to go out and just see what he can do in terms of maybe a podium fight?
Well, I think it's not too far. You know, both are valid. I think if he goes for a podium fight, it's clearly, you know, a contribution to the team and to the other two, because the points that he's taking is taking also to the competitors, and including the direct competitors of Thierry. So for me, it's no difference. No, I think Craig has shown that he can be fast. He can be on podiums. That's what I would like to see very much from him. And I think he's got the car. He's got the capacity to do so. We've been doing some tests together last week. I think he found himself very comfortable with the setup that he found. That was very useful. Having said that, I think the condition will be a bit more different than we were expecting in Finland. So we have to see to what extent what we built and what we developed and what we understood in Finland will transpose here this weekend.
It's going to be a very interesting weekend. I can't wait to see how it all transpires. Cyril, thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Merci. For your time.
Merci beaucoup.
Esa-Pekka, we know how quick you are on this surface. We've seen great performances on snow ice in the past. You've had a bit of time in the car to prepare for this event. What's the feeling like?
Getting better and better, day by day, I would say. But yeah, for sure, this, like I said a bit this morning, that this event last Saturday was very eye-opening for me. When you are able to push on the limit with a car, you start to find new things and new kind of new, let's say, fresh behavior. So this was really important that we did that one.
Quite encouraging, isn't it, that so early on with the car that you felt comfortable enough to push to the limit and to find the limit?
Well, you know, you can find the limits also even you are not comfortable. I mean, it's but let's say I think it shouldn't be too far. I mean, in terms of pace. But yeah, for sure, we will find out very soon.
You know, you are used to being a driver who challenges for podiums. Is that the possibility this weekend? Is that the target this weekend, to be up there fighting for the podium?
I would like to. I would really like to be on the fight. And I really hope we can do it. But still, I'm not sure. I don't know yet. But yeah, I would like to be.
I guess what you do know is how comfortable you are, how fast you are, in comparison to how comfortable and fast you were in the Toyota last year. How, I know you won't want to compare the two directly, but, you know, in terms of your comfort level, where are you in this car compared to where you were this time last year?
I think we are more prepared now than what we were last year. But this is also due to the days what I've done with the car. I did only 2 days last year before Sweden, and now I've done, well, yeah, I've done Monte. I did something in December, then now 2 days, and then the rally. So I'm, for sure, I'm more prepared than last year.
So are we going to see a podium?
I don't know.
Oh, we hope so. And listen, we're very short of time. I'm very sorry to have kept you a little bit late. Best of luck, Esa-Pekka Lappi.
Thank you.
Elvin, we're very much enjoying seeing you more or less back to your best in terms of performance. We saw it, obviously, in Japan. We saw it again with the pace in Monte Carlo. Now, this is one that you've dominated in the past. What can we expect to see this time out?
It's difficult to know with these snow rallies always. You know, I think it wasn't bad here last year, but of course, Calais was a bit stronger. So, of course, you know, we're focused on doing the best job we can again. It's pretty... looking pretty fast out there this weekend, that's sure. Pretty tricky also, you know, with writing all these new notes at 70 km/h, it's quite difficult to always, you know, picture what it's going to be like at 200 km/h, let's say. So we have to try our best and see what's possible.
Obviously, a road position here is always a debate. It's always a fiercely contested debate. You know, do you lose time first on the road? Where is the best position on the road? If you'd had the choice, having done the recce, having seen the stages, if you had the choice of where to run, where would it be?
It's pretty hard to know. I still think there is a bit of loose snow about, so probably, let's say, the fastest place is probably at the back on most stages, I would say. But at the same time, there's the tyre wear then increases, of course, and we have runs through these tight and twisty ones here, which are full ice. So, you know, it's really difficult to call exactly where is the best place. And anyway, we can't change it, so you have to do the best of what you have.
We had a look at stage two this morning. Stage two, we've renamed Elvin Stage, because you won it both times last year. What in particular about that stage is it that maybe suits your style of driving, that suits your approach? Because it's a little different, isn't it, from other stages in the rally?
Yeah, it seems that way. It's a horrible stage, to be honest. It's not a lot to like about it, you know. It's actually not looking in such a nice condition this year compared to last year. It's a bit more, even more bumpy. A lot of change of direction over crests, etc. But let's see what's possible.
You know, as I say, the progress is very, very much there. It's very easy to see. How important is it for you, though, to re-establish yourself within the team as an equal to Kalyarov and Pera and to beat him, you know, fair and square on this event?
I don't think there's an element of having to prove I'm equal within the team. You know, the team are doing the best for everyone anyway. So from that side, it's not even a consideration, to be honest. But of course, you know, we're competitors and we're here to win. So regardless, you know, it's got to be the aim. But of course, we know how strong he is, and it's not easy.
We saw a number of drivers, three drivers, doing national events last weekend in preparation for this one. Were you offered that opportunity? Would you like to have taken that opportunity?
No, it was not offered this time. Of course, you know, we have to look at that for the future, you know, but with such limited testing, and of course with being such a specific event, you know, like if you can get some mileage beforehand, of course it's going to help.
Nice one, Elvin. We're all rooting for you this weekend. We really are. Very, very best of luck.
Cheers, thank you.
Takazan, a big smile on your face. You're looking and sounding very relaxed, but an enormous week ahead of you here as part of the Toyota factory team. Quite some achievement.
Yes, something special, but surprisingly, feeding wise it's quite normal, like preparation and dieting, like basically just doing same things what I have done last few years. So, but of course, depends on situation. Dieting the rally, if I need to fight some position, then I start to feel the pressure for sure. So it'll be interesting, but
we've seen you doing some really great things on snow and ice in the past. Is it your favorite surface?
Yeah, I like snow and ice. Let's say, if snowbanks are your friend, it's fine. But if you're not friend, then they are a bit difficult. So
tell us about the snowbanks on the rally this year. Okay, there's not so much snow on the trees, but the snowbanks to me seem a lot bigger. Tell me about them. What are they like, the snowbanks?
Yeah, surprisingly, there is plenty of the snowbanks, so which is good, but like some stages, stage 10 and stage 2, there is not much ice space on the ground. So I don't know why, but basically this kind of stage, you need to be careful about tires. But the snowbanks are quite big enough. So
as part of your recce, would you stop and get out in places and test the snowbanks just to see how solid they are? Is that part of something you would do on certain stages?
No, actually, just I can feel that, let's say, snowbanks are not really hard for the moment. It's pretty soft, but for sure, if it's today, it's pretty warm. Tomorrow, a bit warm, then minus degrees again. So, gonna be a bit harder, like snowbanks. But it shouldn't be so bad. So, hopefully, we can have a nice rally.
Tell me about your preparation for this week. You did obviously a local event in Finland last week. Maybe didn't quite go the way you wanted it to go, but was it worthwhile?
Yeah, of course, I was not able to drive until the end due to I spun and broke the radiator, but I felt very good feeling from the car. We tested many things on setup-wise, and car is working very well. So actually, yes, I didn't drive until the end, but feeling-wise, it was very good preparation for me.
You've got the right setup, you think? Are you going to have to do many runs and shake down tomorrow? Are you happy with the setup ahead of the event?
I hope so. Let's see, but feels quite comfortable with the car, so of course never know until the rally starts, but feels good.
Listen, I've been distracted all through the interview. Tell me about that. That's enormous. What is it?
This is my one of the partner sponsor, Rebellion timepieces. It's something I really like it, so they gave me this last year, and I should have soon new one, which is carbon model, but I really like Rebellion's watches, so I'm very happy to wear it.
It's a watch for an old man like me because it's big, so I can actually see it without my glasses. Best of luck, Takazan.
Thank you.
Kali, what a start to the year for you. Your best start in Monte Carlo. You must be feeling confident ahead of this week.
Yeah, of course, the feeling is good. Really good points to start the season, and now opening the road here again. So not the best place to start, but we try to do the maximum.
Tell me about that challenge then, opening the road here. You've obviously seen the stages in the recce. How difficult is it going to be on Friday?
Actually, a bit more tricky than I even expected. Especially the first one of the loop is really tricky condition already now. It's soft, a lot of loose snow, ruts which are not really suited for our lines. So yeah, Friday, both passes, that stage will be tricky. And I think all of them are cleaning definitely a bit, so not the best.
You know, is it a little bit unpredictable as well out there? You know, normally here you come and it's reasonably predictable. Is it maybe a little less predictable this year? There's things out there that might just jump up and catch you out?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, they have done now some new parts on new sections, just push the road to the forest. It seems it's quite soft, so we have no idea what comes out. And also being the first car in the soft is not the best. So for sure it's going to clean a lot, but we try to maximize what we can.
We've heard it described by quite a number of drivers as a sprint race. You know, it's a drag race here, you know, really, really high speeds. It could come down to the performance of the engine. Hyundai feel as if they maybe had a stronger engine last year. What's your take on that? Do you think the Toyota engine is stronger than the Hyundai? Are they fairly evenly matched? Where are they at?
To be honest, I didn't really check with the guys what is their prediction before this event. I think after Monte, the teams compare a bit. I have no idea, to be honest. But surely when you see the straights, you hope you have a good engine. But yeah, I trust in our guys that they have made a good job. But of course, yeah, Hyundai is normally strong in this kind of events. And the engine also, they have it strong. So,
are you maybe a little disappointed that after last year's criticism, last year a lot of drivers said it was too fast. The organizer said, we'll find some new roads. The new roads they've found are just as fast. Is that a little disappointing for you? Would you like to have seen some more technical roads in there?
Yeah, definitely. I think even some of the last year roads what we missed were better than the new ones. Definitely not so nice. For sure, we still have always a corner at the end of the straight, but yeah, still too fast for sure. Some sections are too boring.
Best of luck this weekend. It's going to be a great fight. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you've been out, obviously, done the recce, had a good look at the stages. A lot of talk about just how fast they are. What's your take on that?
Yeah, fast is, quite a random word. It's definitely fast, but I would say the main case is that it's quite straight. So we have long straight sections, which maybe, you know, is not the most interesting, but still there are other stages which are a bit more like rally stages, and probably these ones then will decide, hopefully.
You talked earlier on about this maybe being a little bit of a drag race. It could come down to engine performance. What do you know about the engine performance of the Puma in relation to the other two cars?
We will find out. Me personally, I know nothing. I know that they are all pushing to the maximum, but how it will compare, we will find out.
Tell me what you learned from Autopa as well. What was the biggest thing you came away from Autopa with?
I mean, normally, like we were doing the pre-event test in Sweden, you just drive in one 5 kilometer stretch, you know, up and down all day. So, you know, you just see one road in the same condition. The idea in Estonia was just to learn, you know, in different conditions, different roads, different characteristics. So that was the main target, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, we understood a bit more.
Is it something you'd like to see a little bit more of? As you say, you get the opportunity maybe to experience different, more conditions, but not the opportunity maybe to make so much changes to the car. But would you like to do more of these type of events in preparation?
We would like to do many things, but you know, in the end it's down to the time as well. It takes another week, and we already have 13 events per year where we need to go, and all the pre-event tests, so it's already quite busy. And it's a bit challenging for sure. We can't keep going like this all year.
Your best start of the season in quite some time in Monte Carlo, when you look at the power stage points as well, good points scored. Tell me about the plan for this weekend. What progression can be made this weekend then?
Again, it's another, new start for us. We haven't been competing on gravel car yet, so we will find out where we are compared to other, how well we are, comparing to the other guys. And I guess to really understand, we need to do at least one loop of the stages.
We know how hard you work. We know how high your standards are. Are you happy with the way that M Sport are working with you to this point? Are you happy with what you've seen in terms of the effort they're putting in? to getting you in a position where you can win rallies again?
I mean, to be honest, obviously I'm pushing the guys quite hard, really pushing in terms, you know, to bring the developments and the new things in the car as soon as we can, you know, to close the gap to the other guys. Other than that, I can say that the engineers in places maybe even want it harder than I do, and you know, it's fair play. They are pushing themselves hard as well. So I have nothing to say. They definitely work for it.
Can you share with us perhaps which is the area that you would like to see them working on most from the experience you've had so far in this car? What area would you like to see them working on?
No worries, they work on everything.
Silly me, I was thinking this was your first time in a World Rally car, type car, on snow and ice, but when you were a baby, you've done it before, haven't you?
Yeah, we did Arctic Rally in the past with Subaru one time and also with the WRC in 2021, so it was a nice memories. And yeah, Arctic Rally, I was 18 when I go there for the first time, and I remember with old Subaru. It was a very nice memory, for sure very different from here, but very nice to do.
So tell me how you approach this type of event. It's a very specialist event, and you obviously your first time in the Puma here. Tell me how you go about it. Is it a different approach?
I don't know exactly how it will be, if I will have the confidence or not. And for sure, to go fast with this car on this type of road, you need a bit more experience. But anyway, I will try to do my best. And we never know. If I have the feeling, maybe I will be able to be fast. But yeah, you need to be... I have a lot of respect for the guy on the front, so I know how much you need of commitment on this type of road to be fast. So let's see.
You know, Friday could be a good day for you, depending on how the road develops. We don't know yet. It's all very much up in the air. But what is the target? Are you looking to set fast times? Are you looking for a top five finish?
No,
what is the target?
Like I said, I think Monte here, it's new rally for me. When I will be on gravel, like I said, a lot of time, every rally, I think we can fight for top for good things. But here, it's a bit different. You need to be, like I said, humble and respectful against the other driver. So let's see, step by step. I think we need experience, and I hope during the weekend I will be able to increase my confidence and be better and better.
What did you make of the stages during the recce?
I said, ooh la la, that is fast. I was a bit surprised by that, because when I did Arctic Rally, it wasn't like that with so much long time flat out. So no, you need a lot of commitment. So yeah, it's something.
What's the biggest challenge with these type of stages?
On my side, I think to believe that it's possible that the car can be fast as it could be with all of these aeros, the engine. So I think that will be the thing where I will have to find the confidence. But sometimes it's quite technical. Even when you think that it's not turning so much, you need to be very precise.
Yeah, I talked to one or two of the other drivers, and they were saying actually making notes was quite a challenge this weekend, because you're doing 70 kilometers an hour, and it's going to be 200 kilometers an hour during the event.
Honestly, the recce was too slow, because when you go at 200 or 190, the gap is too big. So for sure, the first pass on the new stages will be something, but it's a bit the same story for everybody. But I am the only one who that will be the first time. So, but anyway, it will be a big challenge.
Well, best of luck this weekend. We know you can go well, and we hope you do.
We will try.
Well, what a wonderful weekend we have in front of us here on Rally Sweden. Do you know what? I can't pick a winner. After all that information, it's just complicated things even further for me. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Don't forget the Dirtfish Live Centre for all your updates. Follow that during the course of the week. Dirtfish.com as well. Dirtfish's YouTube channel. Make sure you have a look at our videos there. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, we're on all the socials. So we're not going too far from here. Hopefully you'll stay with us for Rally Sweden here in Umeå.